Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, have you been betting on any of the football games?
I have been.
Yeah. What have you been like? Who have you been winning on?
Well, I was winning with the Chargers, but Green Bay.
Well, do you feel like the last one out when it comes to sports betting, and don't you know where to start? It's like you understand where the market is moving, what smart bets are out there, and have some fun listening while you're at it. BetQL Daily, I've used this service in the past, sponsored by FanDuel, is the must-listen show for sports bettors and sports fans alike. So BetQL, like, they go over, like, the analytics, you know, the trends and stuff, everything. Like for a sports betting show, for information, it's tremendous. Hosts Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth serve up Wagertainment, the sports talk you love with the betting insights you need each weekday. Find out where the market is moving across all the week's biggest sporting events. And if you missed out on earlier games, BetQL Daily has you covered there too, with recaps of some of the biggest recent moments in sports. If you're not sure where to start with sports betting, start with BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel. Listen weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, on Odyssey, AUDACY, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Great podcast. I've been listening to them. Great information, great trends. If you're a sports bettor, you need to listen to this podcast. It's not that long, and the information is tremendous.
There you go. You know, DI, he spends a lot of time placing down bets and stuff. So do I, not as much as Glenn, so he's better versed in this. And if he's telling you these guys are good, you better believe it. Boom.
BetQL Daily. BETQL Daily. Are you guys ready for the next edition of K100 Talks?
Absolutely.
You got it.
All right, it's an interesting topic here. Joe picked this out. Let's do this. Let's go.
Probably,
over
you know why? Because if you look at Joe right now for a minute, doesn't he look kind of like alienish, like artificial intelligent kind of? There's no way that's human, right?
Okay. Glenn. Here's a. Yeah, I know. He's very strange, to coin a phrase. But these are some of the subjects that Joe thought maybe we should talk about, right?
Right.
The military and vaccinations.
Right.
Teacher rant caught on video. Alec Baldwin shooting and being human in an AI era, an artificial intelligence era. But the one that interests me is one that he posted a few days before. This is his only submission. But the title of the story is "That Freaked Me Out." Anderson Cooper speaks by historians' claims that we're the last generations of humans. Let me read this. During a lengthy segment on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday, Anderson Cooper conducted an interview with the Israeli historian and best-selling author Yuval Noah Harari. in which he admitted to being frightened by his predictions about the future of humanity. At the start of the interview, Cooper quoted Harari's claim that humans alive today will be one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, and that within a century or two, Earth will be dominated by entities that are more different from us than we are different from chimpanzees. Yes, Harari replied. What the hell does that mean? Asked Cooper. That freaked me out. You know, we'll soon have the power to re-engineer our bodies and brains, whether it's with genetic engineering or by directly connecting our brains to computers, or by creating completely non-organic entities, he explained. If true, that creates a whole other species, Cooper observed. That is something that is way beyond just another species, Harari said. The story went on to explain that the real danger lies in creating artificial intelligence that solves problems more efficiently than humans do, but that also lacks any sense of morality and responsibility in how it solves these problems. Harari also warned of the possibility that only super wealthy would have access to this kind of technology. Let me see here. I just missed my spot. Sorry. Harari also warned of the possibility that only the super wealthy would have access to this kind of technology, and that it would lead to even more spiraling inequality than what we see today. For the first time, it will be real biological inequality. If the new technologies are available only to the rich or only to people from a certain country, then Homo sapiens will split into two different biological castes. All right. So this, I've always had a theory, when we see, like the thing is that as a culture of people, like we're in like a very small window of like humanity right now. Like if the Earth is like 4.5 billion years old and we're in this, what's the average life expectancy? 80 years. It's like a microchip on the like a dot. You know, it's this complete, very small fraction of the life that we're going to live on Earth, right? But I've always wondered, when you look at every, like when you look at aliens, and like people have these pictures of aliens, right? And the aliens all kind of look the same. They kind of like they're genderless. They have like, you know, they're skinny. They don't really have any physical characteristics and stuff. Everything like that. They're basically very, very plain looking, right? And I just wonder if that is like an advanced form of life, okay, that we're evolving towards. Like the human beings are like kind of like a what's the word I want to use here? Like an embryonic stage of genetic like development towards like these beings that basically, when we're talking about that, this is fascinating, okay? Because like I want to read you this too, because this is a big conversation, right? So if you read Ray Kurzweil, okay, the guy was one of the founders of Google, and he's been making predictions for like predictions on like technology, humanity, and stuff, everything, all that. So like for years, okay. So let me go over some of these because this guy's been kind of spot on. And if you think about how like,
and it's kind of weird too, because when you look at aliens, right? Every time you see picture of alien or somebody, whatever, you know, they're never really hairy. They never really have like any body parts. They're always short. It just seems like this one factory-made thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So let me give you some of the, like, where Elon Musk is going with putting chips in your brain and artificial intelligence and everything, all that, right? So Ray Kurzweil has been predicting things since for 25 years. And let me read you some of this. In 1990, 25 years ago, he predicted that a computer would defeat a world chess champion by 1998. Then in 1997, IBM's Deep Blue defeated Garry Kasparov. That PCs would be capable of answering queries by accessing information wirelessly via the internet by 2010. He was right, to say the least. This is back in 1990, right? That by the early 2000s, exoskeletal limbs would let the disabled walk. We've seen that. And in 1999, he had new predictions. That people would be able to talk to their computer to give commands by 2009. While still in the early days in 2009, natural languages interfaces like Apple, Siri, and Google now have come a long way. And like people have, you know, voice activation is very prevalent. That computer displays will be built into eyeglasses for augmented reality by 2009. There's a lot of that these days. And in 2005, he predicted that by the 2010s, virtual solutions would be able to do real-time language translation, in which words spoken in a foreign language would be translated into text that would appear as subtitles to a user wearing the glasses. Basic Google Translate, everything, this all came to fruition, right? But there wasn't a thing back then. These all were like predictions that he was making for the future that came to fruition. While he hasn't been precisely right to the exact year, his track record is stunningly good. So here are some of Ray's predictions for the next 25 years. Okay. By the late 2010s, glasses will beam images directly onto the retina. 10 terabytes of computing power will cost about $1,000. By 2020s, most diseases will go away as nanobots become smarter than current medical technology. Normal human eating can be replaced by nanosystems. The Turing test begins to be passable. That's the computer test. Self-driving cars begin to take over the roads, and people won't be allowed to drive on highways. By 2020s, we're in the 2020s. By the 2030s, virtual reality will begin to feel 100% real. We'll be able to upload our mind consciousness by the end of the decade. Jeez. By the 2040s, non-biological intelligence will be a billion times more capable than biological intelligence, aka us. Nanotech fogless will be able to make food out of thin air and create any object in physical world at a whim. And by 2045, we will multiply our intelligence a billionfold by linking wirelessly from our neocortex to a synthetic neocortex in the cloud. Bro, they're talking like we're of like this is all talking about evolution, right? And like basically, if we're able to, you know, live a world in our minds, you know, that's what I get when I look at these genderless alien people that like their physical presence means nothing because everything in their world is through their mind and an artificial intelligence, like artificially created intelligence. Like if you have the ability to create things in your mind, right? Like why would you need to like be married to or mate with somebody based on their looks when in your mind you can create their look just by looking at them, like a perception, like an artificial intelligence. And I just wonder if, like, as a species, that's where we're evolving to. Like these people, well, these aliens that make you,
bro. We definitely are because when I read the article, I'd already seen 60 Minutes. So I already knew what it was based on, and I was totally fascinated that I watched the show twice because there was so much information I was hearing for the first time. I wanted to, you know, make sure. And so he's even talking about, you know, like gene editing where parents will be able to create more smarter kids, more attractive kids. And there's going to be like this is where we're going. Brain computer interfaces that is going to be like a human hybrid, you know, race. You know what I'm saying? That's right. When he says there's different castes. They're going to have different bodies and different abilities. Yeah, you're going to have these superhumans
I wonder if we're in the embryonic stages of the push towards, like, you see, like, you know, like a genderless society. We're seeing kind of like people trying to, like that's hey, let's determine the gender after they're born. Things like this, because, like, if you're genderless, like, where do you start becoming a gender? Like these people that these like alien, you know, like these genderless forms. We're kind of like starting, like the way I look at it is like, bro, it's not out of the realm of possibility if you look at these predictions. We're 20-something years away from becoming a genderless type of like society.
Artificial intelligence, because what they've discovered is that computers can solve problems way different than us because they don't put emotions into it.
Right.
They just solve the fucking problem. You know, we use emotions. A lot of our decisions are based on emotion, anger, we're mad, we're sympathetic for the person, we're lonely, whatever. The machine's like, no, fuck all that. This is what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be wired like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And it's fascinating,
And he was even talking about, which was another whole thing, he was talking about like biometric data where he was telling Anderson Cooper, you see that Fitbit that you have on there? He goes, that's real good because we're going to be, you know, our own little, we're going to have the best health care in the world because your doctors are going to be able to tell you if you got any problems because you're hooked up to a computer that'll let them know, you know, if your levels are raised, you know what I'm saying? He goes, but at the same time, somebody else is going to have that information. And who is that somebody, you know? And that's what he was worried about.
Yeah.
And the people that have that they're all hooked up and their health can constantly be monitored are definitely going to have the advantage over the people that can't afford this technology. Like the article said, it's going to separate people into two columns.
Yeah. He says there's going to be bigger economic inequality because it's going to be for the super rich. But like everything else, it'll get cheaper and cheaper, and you know, and everybody will have it. But that's probably, we're talking about, you know, 100 years from now.
Yeah. Not even. Wild. No. That's what I'm saying. This is coming way faster than people think. I'm wondering if this is going. If I'm going to see this in my lifetime.
Think 100 years? I think that's when you're going to see the different, you know, evolution of the human species. That's what I'm talking about.
I think it could be.
But you think it's going to be quicker?
Okay. It could be anything. I mean, it could be quicker because
it's gonna be quicker. Yeah.
Like Disco was saying, the prediction 20, 25 years ago, that you'd be able to talk to your computer and have it do this for you and that for you. And 20 years ago, we couldn't do that. Now you just pick up your phone. You can find anything. You can shop. You can. It's crazy.
Yeah. And, bro, and he was also saying that, you know, 10 years ago, you had all these corporations that were paying billions and billions for, like, WhatsApp and Instagram. And people were like, hey, are they crazy? Why are they paying millions, you know, for something that doesn't produce money? And the reason was is they produce data. And Anderson Cooper was, well, is data the key? And he was like, yeah, the world is increasingly, you know, is just data collection.
Well, right. And I'm just wondering if, like, you're talking about interfacing, like, where you're talking about putting chips in people's brains and stuff and everything, you know, like, and I wonder how that's, like, over the course of time, how that might affect genetic mutation. Where, like, the things that we put, like, you know, there's things that happen to people while they're alive that affects their genetics for the future, supposedly, right? Like, there's, like, evidence pointing to that. So I'm just wondering if, like, you know, if by putting the chips in the brain and, like, it affects the gene, like, you know, the, like, I don't know. It's like, bro, I'm just saying this, like, we're really, like, with the rise of artificial intelligence coming through, like, this is going to hit us fast and quick. Like, I can see 5 years from now the world being drastically different.
In what
with interfacing
way?
And stuff, you know, or 10 years, you know, like in our lifetime. So it's like,
well,
you know,
100%,
like,
me too.
Because here's the thing. If you talk about like how long things take or like periods of time and stuff and all that, it's like 12,000 years ago, supposedly, there was a, the North America was covered in ice and there was a seismic event that basically melted the ice. Everybody's saying like a meteor hit the earth like 12,000 years ago, okay? And over the course of 4.5 billion years, it's not a long period of time, but we, you know, 12,000 years is a long period of time. But 100 years, like if somebody asks you, like, how long is 100 years, right? You could take your car, okay, park it outside, and in 100 years it would disappear with erosion. So it's like 100 years in human history. Like, it doesn't seem like that long, but a lot of stuff can happen in 100 years. And so you go like 100 times, 120 times of that period of time, like, you know, like 12,000 years ago, to think that like the United States was covered in ice, you know, like there's massive amounts of ice, right? It's just like, I think stuff like this can happen way faster than we think, you know, way faster than we think. This guy's saying like in 100 years, like the Homo sapien might be an extinct species.
Right.
Which is, but
that's why I said 100 years. Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
That is very crazy, you know, and just how everything's happening so fast.
Yes.
You know, and how many things we don't even know about. Yep. You know what I'm saying? What technologies out there that we're not privy to that only private governments know about, or what's going up in space that the two richest men in the world are up there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Another thing is, right? Think about if they can manipulate health and genes and all that. Then they can cure addiction. They can, you know, if you're predisposed to be an alcoholic or something, they can, you know, modify that. They can probably take out things in your genes and make you more predisposed to cancer as well. And, like, there could be a whole lot of health changes, like the guy mentioned healthcare. So,
yeah. So, yeah, super interesting topic. And, you know, we're always jumping on, we're very interested here in the future and in artificial intelligence and virtual reality and all of that stuff because it's, you know, going to be a part of us in the future more than we know it. So thank you very much for listening to K100 Talks. Boom.